Okay, I have with me the one and only. Go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell them what you do.
Hi guys, I am Kinsey. I do some crazy pranks and stunts.
Holy shit, look at those shoes. You just tripped me out right now.
Why?
I didn't know you had such nice, you know, taste in footwear.
In footwear? Yeah. I do. I think it's like a good accent piece. I think shoes are important.
Damn.
Just like I need some to step sneakers. It up.
Everyone kind of makes fun of me because I wear the same shoes all the time.
That's good. That's a good way to eat. Most days of my life, I wear gym clothes. So I just have like my gym.
You dressed up today.
Well, I had to film before this.
Oh.
Now that I'm in this
damn,
house.
Damn, I was like, I felt really special. Oh, shit. I was like,
Okay. Sorry, it was for Bradley. I got dressed up for Bradley.
Fuck. I was like, holy shit. She came looking special. I was like, yeah. Yes, for the podcast, that's what's up. And then, yeah, I guess not. No, listen.
I was thinking about wearing gym clothes. I'm like, well, it's Bradley. So like, yeah, of course you could wear gym clothes.
You could have wore gym clothes.
But I was already filming. I was like, okay, cool. This worked.
So Kinsey, we met how long ago?
Almost a year ago, maybe.
Almost a year ago. You were dating Vitaly at the time?
Yes.
Not anymore?
Not anymore.
What happened? I asked you earlier. I said, what do you want to talk about? What do you not want to talk about?
Wow. Okay.
Damn, went right into it. I just, because like people are like, number one, like,
I've never publicly talked about it.
We like literally, they start this podcast and probably a ton of them are like, I want, what is she going to, say?
Yeah.
So you don't have to like, you know, just okay. whatever you want to say, obviously.
Yeah. No, I think, okay. So I want to start off by saying he's a great person. You know, and so we're on great terms now. We're able to be like really good friends,
yeah.
Which is great. I support him on any, you know, future relationship, whatever. So I'm not
turn this a little towards you.
I'm not bashing him there ever. I don't ever want to bash him. But
fuck that guy. No, I'm kidding.
Fuck that guy.
No, he's dope. He's dope.
Yeah, but I think we had different plans for our future, and he got really like we started to have naked girls around all the time for his content, which yeah. I totally understand. But and then he also started to turn into a different person just because of the decisions he was making and stuff. So, yeah. And then there was some infidelity and yeah, then
how it goes, I guess.
Yeah. But I think it was really positive for both of us, but it was a little rocky at the end, but I'm actually like, I'm the happiest I've ever been now. So I think it was like meant to be. Like we were together for 2 years and I think we would have stayed together if that didn't happen. So, yeah. Cause you just get complacent. You guys are best friends. You're living, you're going like, I feel like so many people stay in relationships, you know, but it took that for me to walk away. So
yeah, the infidelity.
Yeah. The infidelity.
Cause it was,
but I think I knew for a really long time that that's not maybe who I wanted to be. Maybe the father of my kids and things like that.
Yeah. Even prior to that,
yeah.
Just cause of the, like the career choice.
Yeah. The career choice and, he's the most caring and loving person I've ever met. And so that was like something that I really liked about him. But the other end, he has a lot of really bad habits.
Yeah.
That I think didn't align with what I wanted or what it was hard. Like there was days that it was like choices I wouldn't have made that he would make. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
for sure.
He had a lot of like problems. So yeah. And it felt like once we broke up, like I felt like a mom in this relationship.
Oh,
like
I
was like always had to watch him and make sure he's okay. And now I feel so relieved. I'm like, damn, like what can I do for me now? Like I'm taking care of myself more. So it's good. Without giving too many details.
Yeah,
I'm trying
for sure.
To like beat
I get
around.
It. No, I get it. It's all good. Like yeah. I'm not here to throw him under the bus or anything. He's a cool guy. Me and him, obviously we had our little shit on the internet, but it was like
so where do you guys stand now?
I haven't spoken to him in a while.
Okay.
Not because like it was like.
But you
like
guys were never that close.
Yeah. I mean, we went to the trip and then that's probably when I got closest with him when we were on the trip with Dan.
Right.
The Thailand trip. You
yeah.
were there as well, right. Obviously. And yeah, we're always friends. I think we're still friends now. I think if I saw him, we'd still be friendly.
Right.
It was just the, you know, I think that night specifically, everyone was hyped up because of the fight and Vitaly
right.
seemed like he was like, hyped up and like extra maybe on something else that had him a little
yeah,
extra hyped
I think
up.
He was a little fucked up. You know what's crazy is that night was the start. I was in Hawaii with my mom
yeah.
for her birthday and that was the start of like the infidelity that night.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Isn't that
did it
crazy?
Happen after I punched him? Maybe I did it happen after
well,
I hit him? Whoa,
yeah.
I got crazy deja vu right now.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy. I don't know why. I feel like I had this whole conversation before. Anyways, that's weird.
Really?
Yeah, really weird. This whole... Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I
didn't mean, which is so funny because then I see that online and it was like, you guys fighting. And I'm like, was literally like, well, he called me that night. And then he's like, something happened like with fucking Bradley, blah, blah, blah. He punched me and then he sends me the video and I was like, not like that was your fault. Like you literally just came at Bradley for nothing. Like, yeah, of course.
Well, so here's what happened, right? So just, I don't know if I ever really explained this, but he was like... he was trying to like get in the beef somehow. Like,
right.
So he was on his Snapchat and he was like, oh, fuck you, KSI, fight me, all this shit, right?
Right.
And I was behind him and I heard him saying that and jokingly, like with a smile on my face, because I'm friends with Vitaly. Yeah, I was like, oh, why don't you fight me? And I think he was so hyped and he was like, maybe that because it was on his snap.
Yeah.
That I think he like stopped it, turned around and like it got serious to him.
Yeah.
And
I think when he's fucked up as well, he's very like, heightened.
Yeah, it's all so good.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, like, if you watch that video, like, it was like I'm smiling until he pushed me in the neck, and then it just reminded me of, like, you know, schoolyard drama when you're a kid and like someone just goes too far and you're like, I can't not hit this person.
Yeah,
I didn't want to like hit him, and hopefully you could tell if you've seen the video, like I punched him like a few times and like I didn't keep trying to hit him because I was like, I don't really want to be doing this. It was more like, don't touch me type thing.
Yeah,
so it was like this weird, like, I feel like I just had to do it.
Yeah.
Because there were so many people around. I was like, I can't let them just, like, push me in the neck and then not do it. So
I'm like, I leave for 1 week. And yeah. I'm like, oh, he sent me this. And I'm like, you can't do this shit. Like, I freaked out. And he's like, it's fine. We're fine. I'm like, Bradley's our friend.
Yeah. It's like, and I'm still friendly with the guy. You know, I don't think there's bad blood. I mean, like I said, I haven't seen him in person, so I haven't been able to really judge what he necessarily feels about me just because I haven't seen him that long. But I think it'd be fine if I saw him. Damn, I know he did try and go on it. I know he tried to say it was fake, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said it was fake on some like shit, which it wasn't fake. It wasn't like I hate the guy and I want to beat him up, but it wasn't like we planned that shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I know for a while people were saying...
Really? I didn't know that.
People were saying that, yeah, oh, he planned... I think he went somewhere... I don't know where he went and said that, like, we planned it. I think it was on Adam's podcast.
Maybe. Yeah, because he was talking about a lot of stuff on there. I couldn't finish the podcast, though.
Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I think I just... At some point, someone said that because... I don't know if it was him, but people started commenting, like, oh, you guys planned this shit? Like, no, we didn't. Oh, I wouldn't plan that shit. Like, not if you saw the look on my face. Anyways, okay.
Okay.
Not making this podcast about Vitaly. I just want to clear that up. A lot of people always still talk to me about it. Obviously, they probably see you and they'd be like, well, what is she talking about? Because they know you were with him.
Yeah.
But what are you doing now? Like, what are you focused on right now?
I mean, I'm focused on a lot of different things, but I'm, like, obviously working on YouTube, Facebook, and then Instagram, and then I'm building businesses on my own, which is great. But I just moved into a new house to make content. It's crazy with this quarantine, obviously, so to make content. So I'm living in this house just where we can all collab and like
they work didn't make together. This house because of the quarantine? No. It was like already in thought of, right?
It was already
called the clubhouse.
The clubhouse.
So like who's in there?
Daisy Keith.
I knew Daisy
was
in there because the internet alerted me somehow. I don't know why I knew that. I saw it somewhere in my timeline.
Her best friend, Abby.
Abby, her best friend. Wasn't Abby best friends with Katie Bell?
Yes.
They're not best friends anymore? Her new best friend's Abby? I mean, Daisy?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what happened with them, but I don't think that they're friends
Interesting.
Anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I like Katie and Abby, so...
So you just moved in. Who else is there? So Abby, Katie,
Daisy, Abby, Katie. This guy, Chase Keith.
Chase Keith.
He's got like four... But they're very young.
Who?
Yeah. Everybody in the house is Chase very Keith. Young. They're like big TikTok.
Which
was great for like an incentive for me TikTokers. Because like I feel like I've because
you want to get into dancing.
The other exactly
professional dancer.
I want to be a professional dancer.
But not even professional. Just like you got to do this with the hands, right?
I don't. What is it? They're trying to teach me, and honestly, it's not as easy as it looks.
Oh shit!
But I don't understand TikTok. It's not an original platform. Like if you copied someone's idea on YouTube, they'd be like, "What the fuck?" On TikTok, that's like all it is.
Yeah.
You're supposed to follow the trend. And copy each other. So I'm like, eventually I'm like, wait, how is this even fun? Like, oh, who's gonna do the dance better? Watch out.
It's interesting, yeah.
And dance then, battle.
And then like duets and shit where like you just take someone's battle, like dance and you do the same dance.
But that's why I'm gonna make mine just more like funny, silly pranks and stuff. Like
kind of like what you do now on your stuff.
Yeah. And never be like too serious because I don't want it to be like all about like, oh, just another like cute girl or whatever. Like I like to be just silly and fun and not be perfect.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok earlier today. I'm ashamed to say that I was watching TikToks.
You love TikTok, Bradley. I probably see
Damn, I'm always on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok,
by the way.
Why don't
you do workouts on TikTok? You probably could kill it.
Yeah, maybe. I kind of just post the content I already post on my other platforms on TikTok. Yeah, yeah. I might do some stuff.
Which is a good idea. One of mine, like I just posted an old prank and it like got like 4 million views on TikTok like randomly. And I don't have a following.
I mean, I think it's a lot of new people.
Yeah.
And it's a really young crowd.
The Chinese, which on other platforms you can.
And Indian, I think. I think the user database is mostly Chinese and Indian.
Yeah.
So, they're
committed. Like Daisy built this, you know, 4 million followers on TikTok and she's got like this cult following now. These kids are like,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know she had a
TikTok.
And
then it converted to Instagram where she's grown like 1.5 million followers.
Yeah. Well, fucking look at, what's her name? Charlie. What's that Charlie girl? She's like the most, have you heard of this girl? Mm-mm. Holy shit.
Yeah. She's 15.
I didn't know that. I just know she's the most popular girl on fucking crazy? TikTok.
Yeah.
And she has like 20 million on fucking Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
That's insane.
And then Addison Rae, this girl on TikTok, has 30 million. Now she has 10 million on Instagram. She's working with like James Charles, David Dobrik. Like, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out like, fuck. It seems like some people get on TikTok and like blow up their other platforms and some people don't though. Like, what do you think is making the difference? Of someone who gets on TikTok and like is able to convert. Like, why is Daisy able to convert the TikTok followers to Instagram?
I'm not sure what makes the difference in that because I was watching the other day and I saw that. I was like, this person didn't convert, but a lot of them are converting. So that's kind of where I'm like, okay.
Are they making like, cause I'm watching TikTok a little bit and I watch some cause I'm like, okay, what else can I do? But then I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do this dancing shit.
Yeah.
But then I'm also trying to understand how like how are some converting more like legit like I've seen people with a million or more on TikTok and they have like 17,000 on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I've seen people who have like less than that and who are growing rapidly on Instagram. Maybe it's because they kind of already had an Instagram. Like Daisy already had one, obviously.
Oh, no, that's a good point. I think if they've already, because once you hit that million threshold on Instagram, I think it's a lot easier to follow a person with a million plus, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. So maybe they're like, oh, wow. They're like, I don't know.
They're already popular, so I'm going to.
But that's how I'm seeing TikTok is like, I've seen even with Kristen Hamby and Jackson, like they were like kind of pushing me to do TikTok as well. They're like, I'll be in public now. And they're like, hey, I know you from TikTok. Like the weirdest, you know, usually it's like Instagram, YouTube. Or like, oh my God, are you the like guy from YouTube? And now it's, oh, I saw you on TikTok. So it's weird. So they're like, get on it. Just upload your old pranks. Like, and they're converting. They said they are growing a lot on Instagram. So I was like, okay. It took me. Because they have more older content, which is kind of similar to what I do. So I was like, okay, I trust that versus like, I'm not going to get on there and dance every day. Like, I just know myself and I don't know.
Definitely not for me. What's the favorite kind of content, your favorite kind of content to make?
I love doing Man on the Street pranks. I really do. But I think more like stunts. I like
stunts.
Yeah.
So this next question is left field.
Okay.
You're going to start an OnlyFans? We were talking about it earlier. She was not talking about starting OnlyFans earlier. Let me preface that.
I said absolutely not. I want you to start OnlyFans.
No, I never said that because I want to subscribe. No, I never said that. I'm fucking with you, but what is your opinion on, I kind of set you up on that question. Yeah, what's your opinion on doing OnlyFans? Have you thought about it? Because it's so popular right now. It's like everyone's in quarantine. I think they said like there's like 80% like new users who are making accounts, not just using and like buying the accounts. Right. People are like, I need to make money because they don't have their other means. So they're like, I'm doing OnlyFans now.
Right. And like, I think OnlyFans is like a great opportunity for a lot of people to make money, not just only women. Like there's men on there as well now, which is crazy.
What are they doing on there?
Guys for like other guys, like they love it.
Like look at my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I have a couple friends doing that. And so, I mean, people need to make money, but I feel nervous about my future. I know it could be a lot of quick money, but I feel very nervous about my future. If like I want to, you know, have my tits on the internet forever.
How much quick money would it take? We talked about this on another podcast.
Okay, yeah, we talked about this earlier.
But I also talked about this on a few different podcasts.
Yeah.
How much quick money would it take for you to be like, fuck it, I'm doing it?
Enough quick money that I can invest it all into real estate and be set forever, where it would be like, okay, my career in Instagram.
How much money do you think that is?
I would say it like need to be like $500,000 a month.
For how many months?
For the year.
That is good money.
Yeah. And I could, but that's the thing, then you got taxes and all this stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. We were talking about this, and I want to talk about this more. Do you think, because I don't know, I feel like over the years, for example, I gave an example in the kitchen when we were talking part of the podcast. Originally, you would have think like 5 years ago, okay, girl's a porn star, right? She's a porn star. Let's say she got famous. She stops doing porn. Now she's on social media. People are going to just give her shit.
Yeah.
But now you look at girls like Mike's girl, Lana, Mia Khalifa, like she did porn. She stopped. And she's like extremely popular, popular on social media. More than a lot of people who never did any porn on social media. And it's like, are these lines like of like, oh, porn is, oh, that's so bad. Are they being more blurred, do you think? Because I think they are.
Yeah, I think totally. And then I'm like, for me personally, if it was just like my values, I think like, what is the difference? Like, I don't like, okay, what is so wrong with showing your boobs? Like, what made, that's just a societal norm that we all follow. And yeah, that's made it like, okay, where people are so judgmental about that. But I think that we're getting more and more over that. Like, even just the way that we can dress as women and things like that is so much different now than back in the day. So I don't think it's as big of a deal anymore as it used to be. But I think it kind of like, I like that people, you know, like that wonder. They're like, wow, I wonder what Kinsey's boobs look like. You know what I mean? I like that. Like, it's like when a girl's wearing lingerie versus naked. Like, for me personally, if I'm looking at a girl in like hot lingerie, I think that's sexier because you're like, oh fuck, like she looks hot. I would love to see her take it off. But when she's naked, she already took it off. Like, what more do you want?
Yeah. So could you ever see yourself doing like OnlyFans?
As of now, no.
No. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, could I ever do it?
I think you could,
but it's like I'd have to do it with someone, you know.
But you know what's so crazy about like guys? I still think that like if you owned it, people would be like, and you got some diehard fans, like they'd be like, "Fuck yeah, Brad! Like that's sick." Because you're a guy, it's still dope. Like you're, okay.
Is it?
It's okay to be like to own your like sex, like to be sexual as a guy is okay.
Yeah,
you're not gonna, what, are they gonna call you a whore, Brad? You're a whore.
I think there is a little bit of a double standard for sure. But I think it's starting to become lessened. Like, I here's the deal. The thing that I've realized, and we talked about this earlier too, I don't think that like, how do I say this? I think regardless what you do on the internet,
right,
years ago or years from now or right now, people are going to fucking hate you or love you, right? And I think that's the thing to like really understand. Like, if you're trying to do something or you want to do something different with your life, or you want to try and do an OnlyFans, or you want to do porn or whatever the fuck, like, ultimately it's like, where do you feel, where do you stand, like in your heart, and is it going to bother you? Are you going to see like, oh, when I have kids, or they have to see this, or the kids are going to say shit about you know that your parents did this? Or it's kind of like, where do you stand on that? Because on the internet, like, it was social, and if you're trying to like blur the lines of like doing the OnlyFans or all these other things, it's becoming so much more popular now, it's all kind of like, well, where do you stand? And it's like, what is, because
I think like,
because even if you, here's the deal, right? Because even if you didn't do OnlyFans, people still see your shit and be like, you're this, you're that.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So it's kind of like, okay, you don't win there. You win like with the people you're winning with. Like, there's going to be people who love and care for you. And it's like, you kind of want to just be like, keep making content for those people, whatever it is.
Right.
Right. Without trying to like make everyone completely happy, because you can't, and it's impossible. Right. Like, I've experienced that in my past, and I told you about that. It's just kind of like, no matter what you do, no matter how much good you try to put out there, people will turn on you in an instant if they just, because they grew up a different way and they thought differently, and then they saw you do something like, oh, you're wrong now, I fucking hate you. It's like, well, I couldn't have like made this perfect for you. Yeah. Right. So it's kind of like, where do you stand on it? And I don't know. I think it's a really interesting thing, because I'm not sitting here saying like, oh, I'm going to start OnlyFans and start fucking on camera.
I know. But, and like, I'm over here, like, I do like some stuff I do. I mean, it's illegal, and I like, you know, like, I've been into Egyptian jail and been to jail in Spain from stunts that I've done. And so it's like, what's the, and I've gotten judgment on that. Like, why? Like, cause I just owned it. And I'm like, this is stuff I'd like to be crazy. And like, I like controversy. Like, the more people talking, I enjoy that. But so what's the difference? Kind of like, I think when women like own it, like, I have a friend, she used to be a stripper. And like, usually when someone said like, oh, I used to be a stripper, like, subconsciously you always like judge them a little bit. You're like, oh, like, you were a stripper. But she's like, owns it completely. She's like, I was a stripper, I did that, I learned from that. And like, she's like, I love that time in my life, it was dope, blah blah blah. And I looked, and just by her owning it, I looked at it, I was like, wait, that is pretty cool. Like, you did that. Like, you're confident enough to like own up to like, I did that, I'm proud of it, I'm not ashamed of that. And it was like, I looked at it totally differently. So I think if women are completely like, look at, I'm making money. I know how to make money. I'm killing it by showing my body. Then show your body, whatever. Like, if it makes them happy, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's all a personal thing. Like, where do you sit with that? Where do you stand? Like, are you good? Like, when you go to sleep, are you really worried about what other people are saying or not? Because if you are, then maybe you need to kind of, obviously, number one, you got to think about why you're letting other people's opinion affect you so much.
Right.
I'm not trying to say go out there and just do porn and fuck it. But I'm trying to say, like, if it's something you really want to do, and it's like, or maybe it's something you feel like you need to do. I don't know. Maybe it's an option. Like, right. Because ultimately, like, if you did none of that and were successful doing something else, people are still going to fucking talk shit about you because you didn't do that one thing right.
Right.
And that's the kind of thing that I'm trying to, like, it's obviously I can't blanket statement and say, like, oh, if you do porn, it's okay. Just, you know, as long as you make some people happy. I'm just trying to say in general in life, like, especially on social media and like having like that level of like eyes on you or followers and all this shit, you got to do the things that are making you happy.
And I think that's where it comes in for me is like, I've come to that conclusion that like money and like, so the only reason I would do OnlyFans is for the money. And then I have money now, like, and I've realized money doesn't make me happy.
Yeah.
It's not what I want. What I want is to reach, like, the only time I feel like my happiest is when I'm reaching goals and setting goals and feeling like super proud and excited about myself. And so it's like, I don't like need the money enough to where it's like worth, I know it would affect me personally. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be something I'm proud of. And like the times I'm the happiest when I'm achieving like big business goals or doing things like that. And so it's like, maybe I make $500K a month and maybe I invest it, but like that's not going to make me happy. And I know that because I've made money and then I'm like, okay, what's next? You know? And it's like, but when I achieve those goals that I work my ass off in business or things that I'm really proud of, that makes me happy. So,
but then what if like, so then what if that money is a part of that goal? Then you achieve it and then you're like, fuck it.
That's the only way. If I was able to, you know, turn that money into part of my goals and invest it all into real estate and then become, and I would be like, that'd be amazing. And I can one day, you know, stand at the convention and be like, you know what? Hey, I'm a billionaire. Because that's a goal of mine. And then invest it. Like, and I killed it. But guess what? Yeah. Back in my day, I made some money. I was on OnlyFans and I hustled and I made money. But I made the right decisions and I invested all. I would own that so much. So I think I could use it to reach my goals to become where I want to be. But it would be hard to get there.
Yeah. It's just such a plunge. Like, am I doing it or not?
Right. What if I made that decision to do that and then I didn't reach my end goal? Then I would feel really down.
Fuck.
Like I did it for this long-term crazy goal to be this boss-ass real estate investor and then it didn't happen and now I just sold out. Like, ugh.
Fuck, that's crazy though because like, okay, like fuck the whole porn thing aside, like the porn or OnlyFans, like whatever you're doing, right? Fuck the exact thing that it is. Whether it's porn or not, it's the point is like the interesting thing you just said was like, if you did something and it didn't work out the way you wanted to, you'd feel shit about yourself, right?
No, I wouldn't feel shit about myself. I would just be, well, because, and I also don't have any regrets. So maybe I wouldn't, but right. I just worry about that now. Like I'm thinking about that day, which wouldn't be good. Like if I'm going to make a decision, I just got to commit and like, okay, you know what? If I'm going to do OnlyFans, I'm not going to look back. I made that decision. Fuck it. Go with it. But I think about that now. That's what's stopping me from doing it.
It's interesting. Fucking damn, the internet, it's so crazy. This shit's so crazy nowadays. It's changing so much. Like the last 5 years, it's changed so much. Like YouTube, like
how to be successful. You've had to adapt, right? Your
holy
content
fuck,
constantly.
Man. Yeah, like, I mean, I originally started with like, I mean, on Instagram was the first platform I was ever popular on. I was just posting content of like, in the very beginning, clients and testimonials and like progress photos because I was a trainer. And then it became like, I was just posting stuff like that stuff as well. And then also like me doing workout shit and I was strong or I was like athletic. So I was able to do like impressive stuff, like jump out of pools and lift heavy weight and still be like lean and like look good. Right. So that made me popular. And then it was like,
and I feel like you were like one of the first really big fitness influencers.
I was the first. I had 10,000 and it was cool. I did say this on another part. I feel stupid saying it again. I was the guy with 10,000. It was cool. I would show up to fitness like because I was doing competitions. And they'd be like, oh, that's the guy with 10,000. He's cool. I said this on another podcast. I don't want to say this again because you might have watched them back to back and be like, shut the fuck up, you douchebag. But no, like I...
No, but I remember, I think I saw you maybe like a few years ago. And I just remember, I mean, you like are huge. So it's like easy to remember. And I'm like always been super into fitness. And I was like, then when we actually like met like 4 years, 5 minutes down the line, I was like, I think that's like the first fitness, like you were the first one I ever saw.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely first biggest one on Instagram. And then on YouTube, I was probably the first guy who like made fitness content. I think I'm still the only guy who made fitness content and then started making like
fitness funny
YouTube fitness and then like getting into like YouTube type content. Yeah. I don't know how to describe that, but like
becoming instead more of like a vlogger.
Yeah, instead of just being like do the sets, do the reps. And then I kind of met a lot of YouTubers, obviously, because I'm out here in LA, and I kind of making more content with them.
Because you have a personality, like you are a personality, but then also you have like your fitness stuff. So.
Yeah, like informational shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. I don't see a lot of other fitness guys who have like crossed the line of like.
And you got your own gym, and you've made your own gym cool. I mean, lit. That's yeah,
sick.
That's
and now the content cool. We're making now with the boys and everything is fun because I made another channel, second channel that's just like, just like fuck off and skit content, funny content, like prank type shit. And that's fun. Like stuff that I've always wanted to do, but I knew if I posted that shit on my fitness channel, people would be like, oh bro, shut the fuck up and just teach her how to work out. Right, like fuck you. Right. But it's like, I did that for like almost 8 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you just get tired of making the same kind of content. Not that I don't enjoy it, but there's only so many times I can make the same video about
improving your bench press. Or you run out of ideas. Press. Yeah. Like,
well, this thing is, I mean, I've ran out of ideas years over, but you kind of redo it. And there's more people who still like, they didn't see that video in the beginning. So you still do it and it works. But I personally was like, okay, I'm still going to do this because that's where I started. I'm not just going to say fuck you guys. Because like, I genuinely love the gym and I love helping people like see progress. But at the same time, I was like, there's other things I want to do other than just like, just that, right? Because there's more to me than just doing that. So, yeah, I say fuck it and just did it. And I realized making a separate channel was like the way to do it, so that you kind of have people who'd be like, okay, well, this is still here. If I want to watch this other content, then cool.
Yeah.
But then you always have that in between line of people like, oh, don't do this kind of content with these guys because these guys are making you look stupid. I'm like, it's all jokes. Like it's fucking skits. Yeah. Like I'm having fun this content.
Yeah. If you're having fun with it, people take things too seriously. But you're also like, you can tell by your views, you're killing it. People are loving it. Like you guys are I genuinely love your guys' content. It's really like up my alley. Like if I'm going to be on Instagram or like YouTube, like, and see your guys' videos, I would watch. Like, I think that stuff is funny. So I think it's great.
It's funny. When I talk about it, though, and I think about it, and I see comments, I'm like, there's people who are like, no, don't make this kind of content, bro. And I'm like, wait a minute. I posted a fitness video. Let's say I posted a fitness video. It got 200,000 views, and it has like 10,000 likes. I post a comedy skit, and it has fucking 1 million views in the same amount of time, and it has 50, 60,000 likes. So it's like, I'm not like, if I was like, all right, fuck fitness, fuck you guys, you don't give me views.
Completely right.
Then it's like, yo, you're a fucking douchebag, right? You just, you skipped out on your roots. But I'm also just making more content. I'm literally just making more shit.
And what's wrong
with
making more? Like, if you don't want to, like, if you just want to watch Bradley Martin for his fitness, then go to the fitness page.
Exactly.
But you made another page for if you want to watch funny, which is dope.
So fuck me for a second, right? Because this podcast is about you. You've made like pranks stuff, like skit stuff. Obviously, you take sexy photos. That's easy. That's a given for you. And now it's like, what other content do you want to make on YouTube? Because I know you haven't really like done YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, so YouTube has been like something, a goal would be to grow my YouTube, obviously. Yeah. But I mean, I vlog when I travel, but which is fun, but like I still would rather do funny. Like
You like the small bite-sized content? Like a minute video, 2 minute video.
Yeah, I try and like on YouTube, I try and make it above 3 minutes. But yeah, I think it's like, I prefer that. But I guess, I mean, because sometimes I don't know what to like vlog about. But if I have a squad, that's what I was kind of like looking for. Like something where we have constant crazy stuff to do all the time. But this new squad is a little too like young of an audience from what I kind of want to do.
Yeah.
But I would ideally like love to have like, you know, when I buy my own house and be able to get badass.
Fuck with them all. Like, if you could just do content, we just fuck with them. That'd be sick.
Well, but that's the thing. So, like, if you're super down for that, like, you know, with V and I, like, we would pepper spray each other and taser each other. Like, we're crazy. But them, I'm like, maybe throw a cup of water in it, maybe.
And they get hurt. Oh, you know what I mean? Butthurt.
So you have to have pussies. The right kind of people that are like down for as wild as like I would like it to be, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Where it's like super
like bitch ass Steve shaved my beard. That's the reason why I had to cut my beard.
I'm so glad though. Like I like the no beard.
Fuck.
I think you did a great thing.
It's crazy. I get, you know what's interesting, and I want to say this on camera about the beard. This is the thing that fucks you up, right? My fans are mostly guys.
Right.
99%, I think, on all my platforms, like 98%, maybe like 90% on Instagram. Not a lot of girls watch my shit. Maybe they do and they just don't like, they don't like subscribe, whatever.
Right.
So it's all dudes. So I make content for dudes, but the dudes always go, oh, bro, grow your beard back. Your beard was way better, bro. Like, you need the beard. And then all of a sudden I cut my beard and my DMs are like flooded with girls being like, for sure, don't have the beard. Sure. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, wait, are these guys trying to salt my game? Like, what's going on? What are you guys trying to do to me? What's going on here?
I think it's like what guys like versus what girls like. But what are you, or look, are you trying to look good for the guys?
Well, no,
or are you
no, that's to the thing. Good for the girls? I love the beard. The beard, like, I mean, I still have a beard, right? I would never cut this off. Otherwise, completely. I look like a baby.
Okay.
And then I'm,
I mean, I think the scruff is great.
I think I'll go, I think I'll cut it off. Like, how old is The Rock?
40.
Nah, that motherfucker's like 50. Y'all tripping.
Really?
I don't know. Let me,
let's see.
Hey, Siri, how old is The Rock? This bitch. Hey Siri, how old is The Rock? 47.
Okay.
Shout out The Rock. I love him, by the way. Yeah. So when I'm like that, that's when I'm going to cut it. Because then I'll look even younger. See?
But for now, you're going to grow back the beard?
I don't know. I'm fucking torn.
Because I think the beard was great, but it depends on what, like, because you're so big, then with the beard, it's like you're full on, like,
you're like, what, like lumberjack?
Lumberjack. Like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're more approachable without, like, you look more sweet. I might be afraid of you with the beard.
You look more like a pussy with the fucking no beard. With the beard, you're like, oh, man. I don't know. I'm
torn. Either way, though, you know, you could go through phases. What if you did like a winter beard and a summer?
That's what I did. Like, that's what I was doing. Like, I literally would like cut it.
Doesn't the beard get hot in the summer?
Not really.
Oh.
Nah, like, I mean, it was getting to the point where it was actually pretty long.
What if girls' reviews from the beard? Like, does it bug them down there? What happens then?
I don't know.
They don't give you a review?
I don't get reviews. I have no reviews.
They haven't stuck around long enough.
No reviews. It's reviewless. It's like I just started the business on Yelp and it's like no stars, no reviews. But I assure you it's 5 stars. So I don't know. Why the fuck were we talking about my beard? Hey, how do we get in this fucking conversation?
It's the Bradley podcast.
Jesus Christ. Let's talk about your hair. Kidding. I don't know if you want to talk about it.
My hair's so, been the how, same
seriously,
for so
how
long.
Did we start talking about my fucking beard?
I don't know.
That's
well, because I messaged you about your beard. When I was one of the people that said, hey, no beard.
Yeah. And then there was, I'm telling you, I think, I guess it was because like, I don't ever get DMs from girls.
Mm.
And then a bunch of girls DM me were like,
I'm
yeah,
sure you
no
get
beard.
DMs from girls.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Literally, it's all fucking dudes. I'll show you this. It is like legit all dudes were like, hey, bro, appreciate the video. Or how do I get this? Or how do I get that? Like workouts right. questions.
But you've got to have some girls sliding in the DMs.
No, literally wow. none.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I had the beard.
It's because of the beard.
And they're like, ooh, he's too much.
So we're going to do a case study.
He's too
now
much.
Now we're going to see you without the beard.
Will girls slide in my DMs? Yeah, we'll see.
Ladies, here's your opportunity.
Damn, slide in the DMs. I'll have to do like, yeah, I'll have to do more like poses where you like take, you know, selfies and you're like.
Yeah.
You like make the eyes and shit. Oh, man. No, literally. I mean, you could look through my fucking DMs. It is all dudes who are being like.
Not even like. Okay.
You sold me drugs or like, damn, bro, that video was motivation or like, fuck you. Can I train at your gym?
Yeah.
You know, screenshots of fucking my videos. What else?
Oh, well, that's good. I only get is fucking either rappers or athletes in my DMs, which I'm not interested
in. Oh, shit. So
they're like, damn, this white girl got a fat ass. Oh, yeah. Slide off.
My God. So who's the most popular person who slid in your DMs, if you could say?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not...
You don't know?
I know, but I don't know if I want to say.
Oh, you do know?
I do know.
What industry are they in?
Mostly it's going to be rappers or athletes.
Which industry was this person in? The most popular?
I guess it depends on what you think is like really popular.
The most followers? I don't know. I guess it's an easy way to
Yeah, rapper.
Rapper. Mm. Damn. Can I guess?
It's just not really my type.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, I mean, maybe, but I just think I don't know. No. Athletes, maybe. I like tall, big guys. So I think I'd be more into athletes than rappers.
Rapper. Who was it? Who was the rapper?
Comment
the rapper you think that slid into Kinsey's DM that had the most followers. Comment mm-hmm. it below. If you name it, I'll get the information from her and I'll leak it. Just kidding. I won't do that. It's fucked up. Damn. What about like actors? Do actors and shit slide in your DMs?
I've had 2 actors slide in my DMs.
I feel like girls who got a ton of followers on the internet get so many dudes in their DMs. Like popular dudes though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I think my rule now is, like, I really don't want to date or hook up with anybody, like, famous. I want, like, a sweet businessman.
I got you.
Yeah, because it's just...
So no more industry. I did that. No more industry.
But then also, like, you know, if you talk to... Like, they don't really understand your life. Like, how are you going to be like, hey...
Same shit Julia said. That's yeah. But I agree. That's the crazy thing.
So,
like,
it's hard. So then I can't... I'm like, okay, maybe it'd be nice because, like, hey, to, like, they're like, oh, I'm going into work today, 6 a.m. They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go on the street and, like, you know, do a stupid prank. You know, they're like, what?
They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so it sounds stupid to them, you know, but if you're in the industry, like, you understand. So I think I'm like on the line of that, but I think guys in the industry, like it, girls, I would think they throw themselves at them and it's just like too easy. I don't know. Then they turn into just like, they're none of them are faithful or good guys. I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
So it's hard.
Where are these fucking girls at throwing themselves at guys?
Maybe it was just because.
Damn.
I guess maybe your standards. Because my ex, his standards weren't that high, so.
Oh. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Some Vitaly shade. Jesus. I love you, Vitaly, by the way. Oh, man. I gotta get him on the podcast. That'd actually be a sick podcast. We talk about what went down that day. I should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should. He'd be down.
I know he would. He's cool. So the clubhouse thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
So you can't fuck with these TikTokers? Because I think you should. 100%.
No, I'm going. Yeah, for sure I'm going to.
How many TikTokers are in there? It's the guys are the TikTokers or the girls?
Everybody. Oh, they're all they all have above a million on TikTok.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you're actually just a TikToker now.
I'm kind of a TikToker, you guys. I have 70,000 followers.
Do you really?
As of,
I think once you hit like 500,000, you're like an official TikTok.
Okay.
I'm still not there yet.
So I'm not there yet either.
Yeah, I'm like 470.
But I just started. So you do have followers on TikTok.
Well, it's because I just post my other content. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, don't go check.
So he's over here like, you're a TikToker, Bradley. You're the TikToker.
No, I'm not though, because I haven't posted TikTok content.
You've been dancing all fucking...
No.
I'm sure.
Oh my God. All my content's my other content, see?
Okay.
The minute I do a fucking video where I'm facing the camera and I'm dancing, then I'm a TikToker.
Okay.
That's when it's a wrap. All my other stuff's like...
Okay, how about when I hit 500K, you have to do a dance video with me?
I'm fucking scared of that. I will look so stupid.
You have
stupid.
To do a full... Like, we're going to teach you the dance.
As long as I can learn the dance good before I make a fool of myself.
Okay.
As long as the dance
but
is good...
But it'll be funny either way. Like, if you're worse, it's going to be funnier.
Then we just film it right away because I'll be terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I met a bunch of TikTokers when we went and we filmed in... we were in Miami. I was with the boys and Taylor.
Oh, right,
and
right.
Like... With Bryce Hall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were actually pretty cool.
They were cool?
They were cool. They were not like what you thought they'd be based on TikTok and their haircuts. Right. They were actually pretty cool. They all have the same haircuts, though.
They do.
What's going on with
and
that
they,
thing?
They do the little like earring, one little
yeah.
earring.
Yeah, they all have the same slits in their hair with like a little design. It's like a low fade to like hair.
But some people, like the younger girls on TikTok love this look.
Oh,
for
my
me,
God.
I like older guys. I'm like, that's not my look. I'm like,
it's crazy.
They look young in person. Like, you yeah, kind of yeah. feel like a, like they're doing these sexy faces. I feel like I'm like a pedophile. Like, I'm like looking at them. Like,
did you see the thing on TikTok? This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen on TikTok where apparently it's supposed to be like sexy. This must be like a 16-year-old thing with other 16-year-olds where like if a guy's wearing a chain, I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, where a guy's wearing a fucking chain and it's supposed to be like the guy's leaning over the girl having sex with her and the chain hangs down. So guys were like filming themselves like leaning over the phone and they had a chain on and it was going
supposed
viral.
To get them going?
I have no fucking idea.
But you
it's
know,
just
TikTok
like,
is very like kid friendly. You can't post.
But it's very, not though. It's very, like
because
it's kid
they
friendly.
Kick me off of anything.
But everything's sexual. Like the dances, the songs, all the shit's super
they
sexual.
They just hate me. They've like community guidelines me like 40
like,
times.
I feel like 99% of the time it's like a girl shaking her ass to like some hip hop song about sucking dick. I swear to God. Like if you scroll through TikTok, it's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
There's a
and
lot of shit
they're
on TikTok.
All like, I mean, one of the biggest TikTok girls, I think, Kristen, whatever. I think she's 17. Like,
I mean, look, I
opened
it up.
15.
Girls are just like bending over doing how to get fucked position, like beginner, expert, immediate. I don't even have to show you this and you know what's happening. First thing I saw when I opened up.
How to get fucked.
Well, that's what
and
it
these
is.
These girls it's like, are 17. They have no idea.
These girls
how
for
to get
sure
fucked.
17, right? Like, the, you know, the back arch thing and then the butt arch thing. And it's like, and then arching all the way is like expert or advanced. Like,
why are you going to...
She's 14 for sure, expert. Oh.
Okay, well, anything I post, I like my gymnastics.
You should do one, that. It would go fucking viral.
They would take that down for me.
No way.
Yeah.
There's no way. How could they take that down and not this girl? All you need to do, this is the trick.
Okay.
You just have to put text on the video. They won't take it down. That's it.
Really?
I'm lying. I don't really know if that's true, that but I feel like that. But that's work. What I noticed. That's okay. The thing. They're like, oh, beginner. She's just teaching people stuff. It's not sexual.
That's but my it. Gymnastics pranks, I was in a leotard, like a gymnastics leotard. Nothing. They took that down.
There's some weird shit on TikTok. But I can't lie. I get sucked into this shit sometimes.
Is shutting down TikTok for
no,
sure.
They're not.
They are.
Because it's the Chinese app?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Which I kind of hope, because I miss original content. Like, I think, but I just have so much more respect for YouTubers and TikTokers. I don't know, but maybe it's just because it's, like, older. I don't know, but I'm learning the TikTok world, and I, like, but when I'm making these things, I just feel like I'm just, like, copying all these other people, and I feel so bad about it. I'm like, what's cool about this? Like, what's going to make my dance go viral versus someone else's?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest with you. Fucking TikTok is so trippy.
Yeah.
But I guess what makes it go viral is just like it. I mean, it's just the person, right?
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's just the fucking person. What are you over there, Steve, looking at fucking TikTok? Get off TikTok, bro.
It's so good during quarantine. It's something to do.
Is it though?
Maybe not.
If you had the perfect app, what would it be?
Ooh.
Like if you had an app, like all the apps that are out there right now, what would the app be?
Like a social media app?
Or what? Yeah.
Any app?
Yeah, social media app. Like I'm like a combination of like Instagram and like YouTube. But Instagram's trying to do that with IGTV.
Yeah.
But IGTV fucking sucks.
I wish if they can monetize IGTV.
They're going to very soon.
They keep saying that.
No, but they're actually going to very soon.
Because
I got the inside information.
It's like, how are we going to get 1 million views every video and then we don't get paid for it?
I mean, they obviously have to grow it somehow, get people engaged in it, but I know from someone who like who's like in there. I'm not really in there. They don't really fuck with me like that. But I know someone who's like, they really fuck with this person. Okay. They're like, very soon they're going to start monetizing it.
Okay. I would say, well, I mean, YouTube sucks because it's like so kid friendly. They like don't push adult content, or you get like community guidelines. TikTok too.
You got to know how to finesse the system.
Yeah. Facebook's the same though too. So I think Instagram is the best.
Yeah, it's just if they get the IGTV popping right, then it'll be amazing.
Yeah,
they just stay keep changing it. Like I remember one point you could post on IGTV not to your main feed, and people probably listening like, "What the fuck is this guy talking about?"
Yeah,
but you could post and it would still get a bunch of views. But now you have to post it to your main feed to get any views at all, like because no one actually goes into the app.
I always post it to my main feed.
Yeah, but I'm saying like there was a time when like you could just post it there and it was getting views, like because they were pushing it, and then they just stopped.
They stopped pushing.
I don't know. All
they
the
even
shit's
took
fucking
the IGTV button off the main page.
Exactly. That's when it changed.
Okay.
Because
before it was like,
but it's like, isn't that their own app? Wouldn't they want to push traffic to it so that people would want to use it?
They said it wasn't doing well.
So then they're like, fuck it? I don't know. It's fucking interesting though.
I think it just takes time. But YouTube is great. I mean, like you can have longer content, which is cool. Like I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. I will catch myself like scrolling through YouTube. I like YouTube content.
Yeah, why don't you make more of it?
Well, I post once a week on YouTube.
Oh, you are posting once a week?
For the past like 7 months, I posted once a week on YouTube.
What?
Yeah.
But is it just your content from IG?
It's longer.
So you like actually do like a fucking YouTube intro? Like, what's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, you're lit.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn.
But it's hard to grow. Like, it's fucking like.
Yeah, that's what I've realized just in social media in general. You low-key need like a group of people to do things with. Yeah. Like, people like to see you as a creator, like with a group of other creators. I've noticed that like big time. Even before I started working with the Note guys, like, I noticed that on the internet, like people like to see whether it's like two people who work together constantly or three or four, like they like to see people doing things as like a unit or like, you know, fucking with each other. I think because maybe it's more relatable to people in like normal, like outside in the world.
I think so. Like in any situation, I mean, like look at the Kardashians, like the most successful family, because everybody can relate to somebody, whether you're the Courtney in the group. Like, so for you guys, it's like, oh, I'm so like Brad. Oh, I'm so like, you know what? Like Steve, whoever, they can always relate to somebody. So, and then I don't know, there's always more drama. There's more to talk about. I think it's like, but groups always do. The vlog squad is killing it.
So do you think the house that you found is your group? Is like your?
No.
No? You need, okay.
Right now it's kind of just like, And I love them all so much. They're really like genuinely.
But fuck you guys,
they're
right?
They're genuinely all amazing people. No, okay. But I'm looking for like.
Trying to start the drama.
No, no, no drama. They're all so sweet.
Kinsey
and I love
hates
them so much.
The Clubhouse people because they have TikTok haircuts.
No, I just mean like for my content, like I'm my squad.
So who would be your squad? Like what kind of, like you'd have a group of like, I guess actually it's just people you said are a little more like who are down to just fucking go ham.
To go ham. It would be like, I mean, the people that I respect their content, who I would be in a squad with, I think that I would like, we would make some of the stuff would be like Vitaly.
Right.
The Nelk boys.
Yeah.
We'll
do some
Christian
stuff.
And Jackson and.
Yeah.
I respect that. I think there's because whenever we collab, it's like so fun. Like we were doing, there's actually one video we never released where shit got wild and we couldn't release it. So
what happened in this video?
we actually,
is this like a Pornhub video? Like,
no, what's no, going no, on? Okay. No, nothing nude or anything. Okay. So you know how they always do Kristen Jackson? They do like
those guys are fucking psycho. Yes. I love them both. They're legit crazy.
Crazy.
Like I've met a lot of creators and shit and people obviously because of the whole fucking YouTube I'm in it.
Yeah.
They're fucking insane. I love them. Insane.
Yeah. I feel like the Nelk boys are insane.
No, not like those guys. Okay. The Nelk boys are crazy. These guys are like legit crazy. Like I saw a video. Jackson came up to show me. He's like, look, he was like pissing. And then Kristen came up and like drank his piss out of, while he was pissing.
No, yeah.
I'm talking about like the dude was peeing, filming his dick and going like, hey, come over here and get a drink or some shit like that. And then the other dude came in and like,
I
like
feel
went like,
like
this, like it was water, and drank his piss.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Look at this," and I was like, "What did I just fucking watch?" They're insane. No one else does shit like that. They're completely insane. I love them. They're fucking insane.
Yeah,
their shit is like off the fucking wall.
But it's good.
I don't know. It's fucking. It's funny because like, dude, they like.
I mean, and even like Vitaly's old content, I really, really fuck with. Like, I think that he like really pushed the boundaries like no one else did, which I think was like super, like, I think it's.
Well, that's why he got popping for sure in the beginning.
Yeah.
He just did a bunch of wild shit.
Yeah.
And people
his
weren't
new
willing
content,
to do that.
I don't like as much, but it's just like old content. Like I think it's so funny.
Well, his new content's porn.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, if it's working, fuck it.
But porn is great, but.
Porn is legit.
I don't know. I miss him being so funny. Like, I think he's hilarious.
Damn.
He's really creative.
Do you miss him?
No. <It's> like, no. I don't miss him being his mom.
Is he still trying to get at you?
Yes.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
But we're able to be friends and he knows like there's
yeah.
No hope.
Damn. Sorry, Vitaly. I tried for you, bro. I mean he's a good guy. You know, people change, kind of.
No, no, no. And it's nothing about, like, him needing to change, you know?
I know,
I think he's great. I really think he's great. And I hope I always have him as a friend. Like, he's dope. Like,
yeah.
I've talked so highly about it. Like, he's really dope. I just don't think that we maybe are meant to be together forever.
Yeah, I get you.
Maybe he grows up. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you can't.
Are people meant to be together forever? This is a whole nother conversation. Oh! I'm like, this is a deep question.
Okay. Well, is it meant like, okay, maybe not meant to be together forever, but like at least like eventually I want kids and I want a family.
Yeah,
like,
want a family.
So for me, it's kind of like figuring out who I want the father of my children to be,
yeah.
Whether that be marriage or be together forever. But like,
right.
We're going to fucking co-parent.
Yeah, you have
we're
to.
We're going to, who's going to be like my sperm donor?
I got
you.
I got you. No, I get it. Who's going to like be there for the kid and life for the kid and make
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
And
that's
I
important.
Think Vitaly would be an amazing dad, but I just don't think that, I don't know. No, we're not going to be ready.
Okay. I tried, Vitaly. I tried, bro. I punched you in the face, but I tried to do this for you, bro. Just FYI. Anyways, I love you.
and I know he's going to watch this and like.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love you too, but as a friend.
So, fuck. I hate that. I hate that fucking sentence. God, we just be friends. Fuck. Anyways. Okay. Anything else you're working on that you want anyone to know about? You want everyone to know about? Anything special? OnlyFans, sick. What's the URL?
You guys, I'm launching my OnlyFans.
Oh my god!
If I don't like hit 500K, then I'm not dropping the titty pic. Thanks.
500,000 subscribers.
500. Oh.
I mean, what did you mean by 500K?
Like money. So that would be how many subscribers? Less than 500.
If
we could get 500,000 subscribers,
you'd be fucking lit.
You get my vagina too.
Holy shit! How much does that cost, though? I think. Hold on. So I think you make your own price.
You do, like $20 a month or
whatever.
Okay,
$20 a month. Let's just do it. 20.
Yeah.
Okay, so 500,000. divided by 20. There, I'm good at math. That's 25,000 people. So if you have 25,000 people paying $20 a month,
which is crazy. 25,000 people. Not that many people. 0.01% of our following. I feel like that could
vote. Like this video if you think she should do it. Comment below. Subscribe to this fucking channel. Also, thank you so much for fucking coming.
Of course.
I appreciate it. You're awesome. You've always been dope.
Oh, thank you.
You're killing it, by the way. Obviously, obviously you're not doing OnlyFans yet.
I'm not doing OnlyFans.
Yet. Let's just make it open ended.
Okay.
You never know.
Bradley really wants me to do OnlyFans.
You never know. You never know. I'm just saying, you never know. Who knows? And you and Vitalik could work out again too. You never know. I'm just saying.
We do never know. Yeah.
You never know. Life is like that. But yeah, is there any last words, anything you want to say?
No, I mean, yeah, this was so fun. It was so easy. It flew by.
Easy. Fuck yeah. Are you going to make a podcast? I did this again. Every time I do a fucking podcast, I'm like, you should make a podcast.
I've thought about it, but then I'm like, yeah, I definitely, but I don't know if it's too saturated of a market, you know?
No. There's fuck a lot of podcasts. Yeah, there is, but I think there's, it's still a really, like, I think a new thing. I mean,
I would want YouTube's way more saturated. That I could really, I feel like I'm really good at talking to people and getting juicy things out of them. I would want to get, like, everybody's juicy things out on the podcast.
Juicy Things podcast coming soon by Katie Sue. It's down. He's going to fucking take over podcast world.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Subscribe to my podcast and my OnlyFans. Thanks, guys.
That's coming soon. Both of those things. Wait a minute. Is Sue your middle name?
Oh my God. No. Which I'm glad they got rid of that.
So,
it's a long, not a long story, but when I was young, like,
I had to fucking just made the podcast that much. Like, sorry guys.
Yeah.
What's the shorthand? Well, I don't even want to cut you off. Like, where'd you come up with it?
Okay. So when I was young, they called me Kinsey Sue cause I had really curly hair. So like Curly Sue, Kinsey Sue. So they always called me that. I made my Instagram when I was 10. So I was like, oh my God.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Wait, is that?
That's when Instagram was coming out. I think I was 10.
No fucking way.
Maybe what? I was 12, 10 or 12.
Okay, wait. Whoa, that just aged the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
How old are you right now again?
23.
Holy fuck, that just tripped me out. You said you made Instagram when you were 10?
So imagine, I was like, Kinsey underscore Sue cute.
So I made fucking Instagram when I was, damn, that's insane.
Yeah.
Wait, I was 22.
How old were you? Okay, there we go.
Yeah, 22, I think.
So I was probably 12 or 13.
Holy fuck, dude. Oh, I'm old as fuck. Subscribe to the fucking channel. I love you guys. More coming soon. I'm posting these once a week. CultureCast, subscribe, like, all that good shit. Yeah, I'm out of here. Thank you for coming. Holy shit. You just made me feel old as fuck.